愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们最近在读经读到撒母耳记上。
Our Bible reading this week is First Samuel.
那在撒母耳记上里面我们看到约柜的存在。
In the book of First Samuel, we see the existence of the Ark of the Covenant.
那约柜是在出埃及记在旷野神叫他们所造的。
The Ark of the Covenant was built and constructed by the instruction of God in the book of Exodus.
约柜里面有法版。
Inside the Ark, there were the Ten Commandments tablets.
就是神所用指头写的十诫。
And on the tablets were the Ten Commandments written by the fingers of God.
那约柜放在至圣所。
And this Ark of the Covenant was placed in the Holy of Holies.
那是神临到的地方。
That was a place where God would descend and dwell.
所以所罗门在献殿的时候，神的荣光充满着圣殿。
When Solomon dedicated the temple, God's glory filled the whole temple.
所以在旧约时代，神住在天上。众人所不能靠近的光里面。
In the Old Testament, God dwelt in heaven. It was in the light where no one can approach.
那神也住在地上，就是住在圣殿里面。
But at the same time, He dwelt in the temple on earth.
所以当时他们在旷野的旅程安营都是围绕着会幕。
When the Israelites were traveling in the wilderness as they came out of Egypt, they would travel surrounding the Ark of the Covenant.
这个会幕就是神的同在的地方。
And which was in the tabernacle, and that was the place where God dwelt.
今天就是指着教会。
And the tabernacle represents the church today.
那这个约柜非常有能力。
The Ark of the Covenant was full of power.
因为这代表神的同在。
Because it represented the abidance of God.
所以他们在过约旦河的时候，
when they crossed the river Jordan,
是祭司抬着约柜，
the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant.
那个水涨到两岸了。
And when they stepped into the water parted.
但是当祭司的脚一踏到水里面。
When there were water in the river, but when their feet touched the water,
那个水就停止了。
The water stopped flowing.
他们就走干地过去。
They were able to walk in dry land in the river.
所以这个神的同在那个能力何等的大。
So we could see how powerful God's abidance was in the Ark of the Covenant.
后来他们要打耶利哥城。
And later on, they attacked the city of Jericho.
本来他们不敢进来，也是因为觉得城很高大。
Initially, they were afraid to go into that city because the city had a very tall wall.
觉得没有办法打胜他们。
They thought that it was impossible to be victorious over the city.
但是他们就是抬着约柜，一天绕一圈。
But they carried this Ark of the Covenant and they and walk around the city once a day.
那第七天绕七圈。
On the seventh day, they walk around the city seven times.
大家一喊，那个耶利哥就倒了。
And when they shouted together, the whole city wall of Jericho fell down.
没有用这个方式打战过的。
And no one has ever won a war by doing this.
因为如果神同在。
But because God abides.
哪里还有敌人呢？
We have no enemies.
所以耶利哥就倒了。
And that was how the wall of Jericho fell.
所以今天我们对自己内心的罪恶。
Today, when we face the sins in our hearts.
或者罪性。
Or our sinful nature.
这是强敌呀。
That is a great enemy.
用我们的意志没有办法胜过。
It is impossible to overcome it with our mind.
但是神的方法很简单啊。
But God's method is so easy.
就是天天绕着我们的罪性祷告。
It is just to pray surrounding our sinful nature.
那祷告到最后，他就倒了。
And at the end, it will fall over.
我们就得胜了。
Then we will be victorious.
我们就占领这个牛奶与蜜之地，就是神的国实现了。
Take over the land of that flows with milk and honey, which is the kingdom of God.
所以大家对约柜有很高的期望。
So everyone had very high expectation of the Ark of the Covenant.
这个是神的同在。
Because it represented the abidance of God.
他们也有体验。
And they also experienced the power of God through it.
所以大家很放心啊，我们有圣殿，有约柜同在。
Everyone was at peace because they knew that God abided with them in the Ark of the Covenant.
但是到了撒母耳记上啊，就发现了一件事情。
But when we read the First Samuel, we noticed one thing.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第四章。
Chapter 4.
撒母耳记上第四章。
First Samuel chapter 4.
21节，请读。
Verse 21. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God had been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. Verse 22, and she said, The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God had been captured.
这里在讲19节，以利的儿妇腓尼哈要生孩子。
Here tells us in verse 19 that Eli's daughter-in-law,And Phinehas' wife was with the child.
生孩子本来很高兴啊，这是好事嘛。
It was a good thing that she was going to bear a child.
最后她把孩子起名叫以加伯。
But at the end of the day, she named her child Ichabod.
那这个名字代表什么
？What does the name Ichabod mean?
荣耀离开以色列。
It means the glory has departed from Israel.
所以对腓尼哈的太太来讲，这个是一个最非常大的冲击。
So to Phinehas' wife, this was a very big shock.
所以她把孩子取这个名字。
That's why she named her child Ichabod.
那在她要生孩子的时候
，When she was about to deliver her child，
十九节说她听见神的约柜被掳去。
She heard the news that the Ark of God was captured, as recorded in verse 19.
那神的约柜被掳去，神就没有同在了。
If the Ark of God was captured, that means that God no longer dwells with them.
那神没有同在哦，他的公公就是先知以利就被杀，就死了。
And because God did not abide with them, her father-in-law Eli died.
她的丈夫也都死了。
Her husband also died.
所以。我们看到他家里有三个死人。
So you could see that there were three people who died in her family.
以色列打败仗。
And Israelites also lost their battle.
也死了很多人。
And many people died too.
然后约柜也被掳掉了。
The Ark of the Covenant was also captured.
那这是以色列人历史一个非常黑暗的时代。
That was a very dark age of the history of Israel.
那为什么这么有能力的约柜竟然会被掳去
？So how come the powerful Ark of the Covenant was able to be captured by the enemies？
所以以色列民变成没有神的荣耀，没有神的同在。
And now the Israelites had no abidance of God, and the glory of God has departed from them.
我们今天在走信仰的道路。
Today, as we walk this journey of faith，
如果有神同在。
If God abides with us,
我们的生活是轻松，是喜乐的。
Then our life is very light and very joyful.
因为主耶稣说，我的担是轻省，我的轭是容易的。
Because Jesus Christ has said that His yoke is very light.
那神同在，没有忧愁，没有害怕，就是平安。
When God abides, there will be no worries. It will be just peace.
那神充满，就是喜乐。
When God fills our heart, that we are full of joy.
但是有时候我们感受到好像生活好像没有平安，也没有喜乐。
But sometimes as we live, we feel that there's no peace and no joy in our hearts.
那为什么好像神离开我们
？Why does it feel like as if God has departed from us？
那如果我们从撒母耳记上的第四章可以看到两个重要原因。
If we read 1 Samuel chapter 4, we can find two reasons why God has departed from them.
在第四章的第四节。
1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4.
我们看第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4. So the people sent to Shiloh, and they might bring, that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
这里讲 以色列人要出去跟非利士人打战。
Here it tells us that the Israelites were going to battle the Philistines.
那非利士人也很强啊。
The Philistines was a very strong enemy.
所以到最后，他们就到示罗把约柜抬出来。
Therefore, the people sent to Shiloh to bring from there the Ark of the Covenant.
哦，这里特别提到哈，将坐在两个基路伯上万军的耶和华约柜抬出来。
Here is specially mentioned that the Ark of the Covenant of Lord of Hosts who dwells between the cherubim.
所以这个约柜就代表万军的神跟他们同在。
So the Ark of the Covenant really means that God dwells with them.
那第三、第五节啊，以色列百姓就大声欢呼。
Verse 5 it says, When the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook.
但是非利士人就害怕，第七节。
In verse 7, it says that the Philistines were afraid.
说有神到他们营中了，我们有祸了。
For they said, God has come into the camp, woe to us.
这第八节他就提起神以前在旷野用各样灾殃击打埃及人的这些历史的事实。
And in verse 8, the Philistines mention the power of God when he attacked the Egyptians.
但是到最后约柜并没有带给他们什么好处。
But at the end of the day, the Ark of the Covenant actually did not help in this battle.
原因在哪里？
Let's continue to read.
原因在哪里？就是第四节。
In verse 4.
以利的两个儿子和佛尼、菲尼哈跟约柜一起来，这个是问题。
The problem lies in Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
因为在第二章提到以利两个儿子在圣殿里面犯奸淫。
Because in chapter 2, it tells us that these two sons of Eli were committing sexual immorality in the temple.
还有人正在献祭的时候，把最好的肉都拿走了。
Also, when people were bringing sacrifices to God, they took the best part for themselves.
所以这两个算是犯罪相当严重的人。
So these two are very serious sins.
但是当约柜来的时候，这两个跟着来。
But when the Ark of the Covenant came to the camp, these two people came along.
那有罪，神就不会在其中了。
When there are sins, then God no longer abides.
所以圣经里面讲神在以色列百姓营中行走。
The Bible tells us that God would walk among the camp in the wilderness.
如果营没有干净，神就离开了。
But if the camp was not clean, then he would leave.
所以这一点呢，告诉我们。
This tells us
神其实是没有改变的。
That God never changes.
他的能力，他的恩典，荣耀没有改变。
His power, grace, and glory never change.
但是我们在撒母耳记上里面看到每一个时代人对神的体验都不一样。
But in the book of Samuel, we could see that a lot of people at different times have different experience of God.
其中一个原因就是我们的生活是不是有圣洁。
One of the reasons lies in whether our lives are clean.
因为圣洁，神才会同在。
Only if our lives are clean, then God will abide.
那我们在教会里面在用人这个也非常重要。
So in the church, when we ask people to serve God, this is also very important to consider.
说在有钱的人家有很多不同的器皿。
The Bible says that in a rich man's house, there were a lot of different vessels.
有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
There were porcelain, gold, silver, and different and wood.
这是在人看起来价值的不同。
So these represented the different values in the eyes of men.
但是在神看来。
But in the eyes of God.
贵重的器皿就是干净的。
The one that is noble is the one that's clean.
如果金器没有贵重，神也是不会用的。
So if it is a gold vessel but it is not clean, then in the eyes of God, it is not valuable.
所以我们在教会里面用人不是看世俗的条件是不是金器。
So in the church, when we're going to ask people to serve God, we don't look at whether they're the gold vessel.
是在神面前有没有跟神相同的这种圣洁的本性。
But we should see if the person has the same nature of God, which is cleanliness.
那神就会同在，事情就可以做完。
Then God will abide and all the holy work will be done smoothly.
这是第一个原因，为什么约柜啊会离开？约柜没有办法真的救，神会离开。
So that was the first reason why God departed from the camp of Israel and did not help in their battle.
因为以利两个儿子跟着来。
Because the two sons of Eli came along with the ark.
我们还记得他们在攻耶利哥啊，真的是打胜仗。他们在前面哈，攻打耶利哥是打胜仗。
We remember that they had a victory battle with the city of Jericho.
那攻爱城就失败了。
But when they attacked the city of Ai, they failed.
还是一样，因为亚干在里面。
And it was the same reason why they failed. It was because there was a man called Achan.
所以这个整个教会的圣洁，我们教会才会感觉到有力量。
So the whole church has to be holy so that we can feel the strength of God.
那再看远一点的原因，为什么这个约柜会被掳？
So if we look at this issue deeper, why was it that the Ark of the Covenant was captured?
我们看第二章，撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
二十九节。
Verse 29. Verse 29. Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people?
三十节。
Verse 30. Therefore the Lord God of Israel says,I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
好，再看第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquities which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he did not restrain them.
再看远一点的原因哈，这个约柜被掳啊，跟以利有关系啊，跟这个祭司有关系。
So the deeper reason of why the Ark of the Covenant was captured had to do with Eli the priest.
因为这里说啊，你尊重儿子胜于尊重我。
It was because he honored his sons more than God.
啊，为什么这样讲
？Why?
因为他儿子做的事情是神不喜欢的。
Because what his sons did were not something God liked.
那有时候爸爸尊重儿子，怕儿子感受不好、受伤害，就不敢讲。
Sometimes the father was afraid to discipline the children because they were afraid to hurt their self-esteem.
而忘记在圣殿里面，这是神作王的地方。
But he has forgotten that in the temple, God is the Lord and is the king.
忘记了神的感受。
So he had forgotten how God felt.
而且注意自己孩子的感受。
But he only focused on how his sons felt.
那这样把孩子的地位拉高比神还高。
In that sense, he had put his sons more important than God.
这样神就不喜欢了。
Then God does not like that.
所以做祭司那应该是把神摆在最高，因为他是神的工人。
As a priest, he needed to put God at the very top of the priority list because he was serving God.
但现在他尊重孩子过于尊重神。
But Eli honored his sons more than he honored God.
所以神就这样说，他是在第三章的十三节。
So in chapter 3, verse 13, God said,
作孽自遭咒诅。却不禁止他们。
That his sons were doing evil things, but he did not restrain them.
所以这是约柜被掳、荣耀离开神的两个原因。
So these are the two reasons why God had departed from Israel.
好，那这个约柜被掳以后
，After the ark was captured，
他被带到我们看第五章哈。
Let's read chapter 5。
带到非利士人那里去。
The ark was brought to the land of Philistines.
那到腓力士人这个大滚庙里面所以这个偶像全部断手断脚倒在地上。
It was brought into the temple of Dagon, their god, and their god Dagon had broken arms and broken limbs the next morning.
表示 不是有很多神呐、啊，啊，那这个他们所拜以色列所拜的神是很多神当中的一个神，不是这样。
Because the Philistines believed that the Israelites' God was one of many gods.
啊，那现在所有他们的神都倒了，都断手断脚，就表示只有一个神，他是真的。
But because their own god Dagon were broken in many places, so that showed that there is only one god, which was the god of Israel.
那从第五章的第六节开始呢，啊，有一些人就生病了。
And starting from verse 6 of chapter 5, we could see that a lot of the Philistines started to have illnesses.
哦，那甚至有一些人就死了。
Some of them even died.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it be go back to its own place, so that it does not kill us and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. Verse 12, And the men who did not die were stricken with the tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.
所以对一个圣洁的人来讲，神的同在是一种恩典。
So to a holy person, the abundance of God was a grace.
但是对一个没有圣洁人来讲，神的同在是一种审判。
But to a person who is not clean, then the abundance of God is judgment.
所以同样神的同在，它可能是福，它也可能是祸。
So even though God abides, it could be blessing or could be a curse.
福就是他可以得到神的怜悯。
A blessing means that he can receive the grace and mercy of God.
就是他要面对神的公义。
Curse means that he has to face the righteousness of God.
原因就是在乎这个人是不是圣洁。
And that would depend on whether the person is holy or not.
所以他们也不敢让约柜在与他们同在啊。
And that's the reason why the Philistines were afraid to keep the Ark of the Covenant with them.
他们是不配的。
Because they were not worthy to keep that Ark.
他们不是神的选民
，because they were not the people of God，
也没有遵守神的约
，they did not have to keep the covenant of God，
所以不配神的同在
，that's why they were not worthy to have the abundance of God。
所以到第六章，他就想办法要把约柜送回去。
So in chapter 6, the Philistines were planning to send back the Ark of the Covenant.
所以他们腓力士定的这些祭司就想办法怎么让两个。负轭的有乳的母牛第七节他就用车子把它拉到回去给以色列百姓。
So the Philistines were thinking of having two milk cows to take the Ark of the Covenant on a cart back to Israel.
那约柜就被拉回到伯士麦。
And so it went back to Beth. The Ark of the Covenant went back to Beth Shemesh.
我们看十九节哈，第六章十九节。
Then he struck the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the Ark of the Lord. He struck 50,070 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord has struck the people with a great slaughter.
再看二十节。
In verse 20, and the men of Beth Shemesh said.Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall it go up from us?
好，这里说到伯士麦之后那中文跟英文翻的不一样中文是说七十个人被杀了。
In the Chinese version, it says that there were only 70 people who were struck.
那时候有五万人在聚集。
But there were 50,000 people who gathered there.
那为什么被杀掉？
So why were these people killed?
十九节，因为他们贪观他们的约柜。
Because they looked into the ark of the Lord.
因为在出埃及记里面有讲人没有办法见到民数记第四章二十节，我们看。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
Yeah, 请。
Numbers chapter 4, verse 20.But they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die.
就说不可观看圣所，免得他们死亡。
So they're not supposed to look at the things in the Ark of the Covenant.
那为什么神不给人看呢
？So how come God did not want men to look into it?
神如果很荣耀，应该是希望大家来看他。
If he's glorious, shouldn't he want everyone to see him?
原因就是因为人不配。
The reason is that men are not worthy.
神太崇高太荣耀，我们人太不圣洁。
Because God is so glorious that we are not clean enough to look into it.
特别在旧约圣经啊，这个赎罪的那个宝血，主耶稣的宝血还没有。
Because in the Old Testament, there were not the blood of Jesus Christ who could wash away their sins yet.
那我们到新约时代，希伯来书说，我们不是来到害怕的山了，我们是来到永生神的城里。
And so in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says that we did not come into this fearful mountain of God, but the holy mountain of God of grace.
因为主耶稣把我们的罪洁净了，所以我们现在来亲近神就没有害怕。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed away our sins, that therefore we can come before His throne without fear and trembling.
那在旧约时代不是这样哦，看到就死。
But in the New Old Testament, it was not like that. If anyone had looked into the ark, they would die.
因为神太威严圣洁。
Because God was too glorious.
所以在博士麦这里的人哦，因为有74个人被杀，他也不敢让约柜住在那里。
And because there were 70 men who died in Beth-Shemesh, therefore they also were scared to keep the Ark of the Covenant there.
这就告诉我们说，在服侍神要照神的规矩来。
This shows us that we need to follow God's way in the way that we serve Him.
神说要把它盖起来，不可以看，不可以看就不可以看。
When God said it needs to be covered and you cannot look into it, then we follow His instructions.
那偷偷看就是违背神的诫命。
But if you look secretly, then you have broken His commandments.
那就做了神说不可以做的。
Then you have done something that God said you should not do.
所以后来约柜就他们那里的人不敢让约柜在那里，所以就后来就搬到第7章第1节。
Later on, the men in Beth-Shemesh send the Ark of the Covenant to Kirjath-Jearim.
请读第七章。
Chapter 7, verse 1. Then the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and took the Ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar his son to keep the Ark of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2. So it was that the Ark remained at Kirjath-Jearim for a long time. It was there 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
所以我们在看到这个约柜同在真的是 有很大的好处。
We can see that there's a great benefit of the abidance of the ark.
好，这里说过了许久，过20年。
The ark was in this place for 20 years.
那这个20年呢，以色列全家都倾向神了。
And all these 20 years, the house of Israel, drew near to God.
这个倾向就是表示他们的新生活一直往神这边调整。
And that means that they live their life according to what the Lord wants.
因为约柜不配的人约柜带给灾难，但是配的人约柜会带给他们福气。
For those who are unworthy, the Ark of the Covenant would bring curses. But for those who are worthy, the Ark of the Covenant would bring blessings.
所以当约柜与他们同在，他们得到神很多的好处恩典。
So when the Ark of the Covenant was in Israel, they received a lot of blessings.
那这样人的心就逐渐就这条条就归回向神。
And because of that, the hearts of Israel slowly and gradually drew nearer and nearer to God.
所以到了第七章，我们这样来看第七章的12节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, Thus far the Lord has helped us.
这个地方说以色列民跟非利士人来打战。
Here, before this point, the Philistines were fighting with Israel.
这一次神真的与他们同在。
But this time the Lord abided with Israel.
所以他们真的就打胜战了。
Therefore they were able to be victorious.
所以在一个地方米斯巴跟善的中间用石头起名叫以便以谢。
Therefore, Samuel named this place between Mizpah and Shen and called it Ebenezer.
那非利士人就被制服。
And after that, the Philistines were under the Israel rule.
那他们就享受平安的日子。
They were able to enjoy a time of peace.
那特别说没有不敢再入以色列人的境内。
And the Philistines were subdued and did not come anymore into the territory of Israel.
为什么这块地有神同在啊？
That is because this land has the abidance of God.
有神同在，你没有办法把它打败的。
With the abidance of God, you cannot overcome it.
不是以色列很强，是神跟他同在，你就是没有办法打胜。
It wasn't that Israel was a strong country. It was because God abided with them. That's why no other countries can come and overtake it.
所以圣经里面主耶稣就是磐石。
In the Bible, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
那如果这个磐石跌在谁身上就跌碎了。
And if this stone hits somebody, it will crumble.
或者哪一个人跌在这个磐石他也碎掉了。
Or if anyone try to hit this rock,And the rock will also become pieces.
所以以色列百姓有神同在之后，就没有一个人敢动它了，因为碰到了就失败了。
And because this rock abided with Israel, no one dared to touch them. Otherwise, they would be broken into pieces.
那为什么这个以便以谢神会帮助他？
So why is it that God would help them in this battle?
我们看这个第七章里面有一件事情很重要。
And if we read chapter 7, we could find one reason.
我们看第三节，请读。
Let's read verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines.
第四节。
Verse 4, so the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths and served the Lord only.
Samuel 就跟他们讲,
Samuel told the people of Israel,
你要一心顺从神,
you should serve the Lord with only one heart and one mind.
然后要把偶像从你中间把它除掉,
and remove all the idols.
然后要专心归向神,
then you return back to God with all your hearts.
他们真的就这样做了, 把偶像全部都除掉。心整个心回向回转向神
and they did so they returned back to God and removed all the idols
神就与他们同在
then God abided with them
所以我们的生活虽然没有有形的偶像
so even though we may not have a physical idols in our life
但是我们要进一步把生活中无形的偶像把它拿掉
but we need to remove the invisible idols in our lives
那是什么
So what are those idols in our lives?
会让我们向神分心的就是偶像。
And whatever things that would diverge our attention from God.
或者在我们心里面已经高过神那个就偶像。
Or anything that has a higher place in our hearts than God.
对以利来讲他的两个儿子就是偶像因为已经高过神了。
To Eli, his sons were higher than God in his heart.
他尊重孩子到最后是害了他的孩子。
Because he honored his sons more than God, he in turn led them to destruction.
所以我们全心归向神，神就会与我们同在。
If we return back to God with all our hearts, then God will abide with us.
那我们祷告就会很有体验。
Then when we pray, we will experience God.
教会就很有力量。
And the church will be very powerful.
归向神。
Because we return to God.
我们就可以体验到这里讲的以便以谢。
If we return to God, then we will be able to experience Ebenezer, which is God has helped us.
唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
249.
249.
讲座。
Please have a seat.
我们现在最后来祷告。
Now we're going to offer our final prayer.
我们在两个礼拜就领恩布道会。
In 2 weeks, we'll have our spiritual convocation.
请我们大家能够心归向神，全心全意的预备这个属灵的筵席。
Let us all return our hearts to God and fully prepare ourselves for this spiritual feast.
让灵恩会有更多人的灵性能够得到滋润丰盛。
So that there are more and more people who would be edified and nourished in their spiritual life.
在布道会有更多人能够来领受救恩。
So that there are more people who can come to receive the grace and salvation of God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.